What the heck is going on here? Hello, welcome to Topper Machine. I'm Josh Topper, and have you ever had this happen to you? You throw something up in the three-jaw check, and you engage your clutch, and it just does not run true. What's going on? Now, I know a lot of people will say you can't run true in a three-jaw chuck, and that is a very common misconception in this business. You know, if you really want something to run really true, you run a four-jaw. You indicate it all in, but a three-jaw can be just as accurate if it's properly taken care of. And that's what I've found, is 90% of the time, the chucks are dirty. They need to be cleaned. Now, for the sake of this video, I put a piece of emery cloth in there to offset it, to make it look really bad. But this chuck really does run true. This one holds within one thou, which is really good for a three-jaw chuck. I've had them run even better than that after a good thorough cleaning. So that's 90% of the problem that I've seen, is a dirty chuck. Now, I've got a chuck that needs cleaning, a three-jaw. Not this one. This one does run true. Let's check that one out. Now, if you follow the channel, you remember when I bought this chuck. I bought this specifically for one job that is supposed to be a repeat job, but that job paid for this chuck. This is a 19 5/8 inch diameter three-jaw chuck that does fit in the Lion lathe, and the job I did with that was some big sprockets, and I had to hold the sprocket on the outer rim to bore the center. It worked great, but I noticed that it wasn't clean. And when I bought it from a reseller, and when it came, it just was hideous. It was really hideous. I wiped it down, ran the job, but now it's time to tear it open and clean it. Now, it's been sitting on the floor for a little while, but you can see all this dark crappy grease that's coming out of the holes here, out of the slides. In fact, this is the kind of stuff right here that I know I'm gonna find a lot of inside that chuck. And that will throw the runout out of this thing out of the orbit. I mean, it's just ridiculously crazy runout is that kind of stuff. This chuck will probably run really good once we clean it. All right, so just taking out the cap screws, there's some very foul smelling grease in there, oil, whatever it is. It's just very foul. This thing is, I don't think has ever been cleaned, but now I'm gonna stand it back up because I think I missed a step and I just need to verify whether or not I did or not. So sometimes there is a bolt through the face here also. I'm not seeing one, but I think I'm gonna run the jaws out a ways and just make sure they're not hiding down underneath the jaws. All right, so I ran it out a little bit further than the scroll. I can get to the scroll here, and just scraping at that, it's nasty. Chunks coming off, but there's no hole, no bolts. That's good. So now we'll go ahead and we'll layer back down and we'll pop that back cover off. Before I take that cover off, I just want to show you this. This is all grease that somebody put in here. And if you look in other spots, I'm scraping off dried grease. This is, and chips, there's chips in here also. This is actually what's causing any runout that you're gonna see, other than wear. These three-jaw chucks will actually run pretty true, but not when you've got, yeah, look at that nasty glob right there. not when you get a lot of hard chunks and chips in there. All right, before we get very far here, I always pick a spot on the body and put some alignment marks. Let's clean this up a little more, and we'll just go off of this bolt hole. So I got three there, and we'll go below the split, do three more. That will ensure we're putting the bottom, the base here, back on the body correctly. And then if you look here, I made some bolts, because regular bolts weren't going to make it, so I made these threaded rods, and then just double nutted them, and then we should be able to walk that body right off. All right, I got the back off, and as you can see, there's a lot of crap down in here. This is not what's causing your runout issues, though, if you have a runout. This is what causes the issues with tightening, because chips and stuff get in here and mesh between these gears and fight you. But, I mean, look at this. I mean, it's just absolutely nasty. And I can't begin to describe the foul smell that's coming out of this thing. Honestly, I think I'd rather be swimming in a septic tank. This thing just stinks. I kind of would compare it to, let's say, really old gear oil and something dead. It's bad. So, well, at least we're this far in. Now, there should be screws here that hold the drives in. We'll get those out and get them out of there, and then we'll get the scroll out and pull the jaws. All right, before I go any further, I want to get a bunch of this hard grease out of here first, and otherwise we're going to make a mess when we try to get that scroll out of there. And before anybody comments, where are your rubber gloves? They're at the proctologist's office where they belong. You know, gloves don't allow you to feel things. At least I don't feel things when I'm wearing gloves. And I think most guys can relate to that. I would rather clean my hands after I'm done and have grease smeared all over my nose and from picking boogers and whatnot than wear rubber gloves and look like a proctologist. All right, that little pile was just the excess off the sides and just a few places I could easily get to. But we should be able to pop the scroll out of here now. Maybe. It might not go as well as we hope, but when I was taking the drives out, you saw the one I kind of fought with, this one. There was that much crap wedged in there holding that thing. That is not right. There shouldn't be, I mean, realistically, there shouldn't be grease in here at all. It should just be light oil. All around in the chuck, never grease, and this thing is just bad. I mean, there's more grease I have to scrape off the back yet. So let's get the scroll out and just see how bad that looks. Well, here we are. The scroll is right there. I got the back out, got to clean that up yet. And we got the jaws yet. And many of you might argue I should have probably pulled the jaws first. Well, I didn't do that, and there's a reason. I needed to make sure that they were marked. Because you want to put the jaws back in the same place they came from and getting it cleaned up to where I can see. The other thing was, is it was so hard to turn this thing that I didn't want to take the effort to take the jaws out. It was just easier to wait until I could get the scroll out and then knock the jaws out. Like I said, this thing is filthy. It was definitely due for a cleaning. But we need to clean up and see if there were any markings telling us which number jaw goes where. And if there isn't, then I need to mark it. And it doesn't look like there is. Ooh, that one's stiff too. There should be marks on the hard jaws as well. There's a number 2 on this one. Looks like this one's number 1. Yep. So that makes that one number 3. There it is. Now I'm not seeing any marks in here, but we got more cleaning to do. And there it is, there's a 3 right there. Must be a 1 here. 1, and should be a 2 on this one. That's the big thing you need to check for, is make sure they're numbered. That way you put them back in the same place. That makes a big difference in reassembly, whether things line up or not. All right, well, now for the fun part, the cleaning. You see all the crud in there, that's what's holding me up. It actually causing runout, but let's come down in here into the groove and just look at that. That's what's causing stiffness between that and the chunks in there. Just cleaning all that out is going to make this work so much better. And then we'll put a light oil in there when we're all done. Just look at that dry crap that came out of there. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and get this thing all cleaned up. This is gonna take me a few hours. It's pretty bad. In fact, we didn't even look at the scroll yet, but I'll just run my pick in there. And all kinds of stuff breaking loose. Yeah, so all that dried crap I'm scraping out of there is grease, oil, and chips. And that will cause all these problems. So, like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and get this cleaned up, and then when we come back, we'll be reassembling it, and you can see how the process goes. And then this thing should spin pretty nicely. All right, well, after a lot of scrubbing, a lot of cleaning, we got her. It is looking very good. And as far as wear goes, this truck is in amazing condition. The wear is minimal. I'm actually very shocked at that. The scroll looks amazing. It was just a lot of hard crap stuck in there. The hard jaws, the bottom jaws are in really great shape. There's some staining from the crap over the years, but I mean, again, amazing condition. The gears, I mean, everything is in such good shape. It's just absolutely surprising, the condition of it. So we're gonna go ahead, reassemble it. Gonna use some light whey oil as a lubrication, not a lot, enough to just lubricate it. That's all you really need. So let's go ahead and put this thing back together. All right, so I'm having a little difficulty getting this one in. There's no burr. This one's just a little bit tighter for some reason. I can't find a burr on here. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take this one out, swap it, and see if that works. And sometimes you gotta do that. They just don't fit quite right, and you just gotta figure out where they go. This, you know, these aren't labeled as far as where they go, so figuring that out is kind of half the fun. All right, so I tried that, and then I discovered a little burr on one of these gear cuts here. So I'm just gonna hit that with some emery cloth and just try to, or actually probably a file, and just knock that high spot off there. It's not all the way around, it's just in a couple spots, which is really weird. But we'll clean that all up, and then we'll try it again. That should do it. So one of the big problems I had with this chuck was turning it, and that's definitely improved, but let's get the jaws in there and make sure it all works. And remember, these are numbered, so we got to start at number one and go around. And basically you start with your scroll Okay, see how you got your scroll here. And you start at the number one jaw, which is numbered here, and you run that scroll so that the lip is back. That is your starting point. And this jaw, I've got these on backwards, the top jaws. You just slide it in, bottom it out, and then tighten it up a little bit, and then move on to jaw number two. Now at jaw number two, we rotate it around till it comes in the hole again. And you gotta be getting close, there it is. Back it off till it clears, and then insert jaw number two. And what I didn't show on the other one here is I just put a little drop there, and then down on the way itself, down on the side. And that's it. Slider in and tighten it again, and then move on to jaw three. All right, here's jaw three. Bring it around. There it is. Back it off. Insert jaw three. Like I said, it doesn't take a lot of oil, because oil holds dirt. You want a little bit, but not a lot. And slide her in. And before I get too far, I'm actually gonna put a little bit of oil down here on the scroll. That will pick up inside the jaws as we rotate it. And I can tell you already, this is a vast improvement over what I had before. You could barely turn this thing. And I'm just gonna run it in until the jaws clear the outer body, but that'll tell us right there if we got the alignment correct and get everything inside so we can, you know, move it around easier. I'll go till the top jaw clears. There. All right, perfect all around. All right, let's get this thing stood up. This chuck's right around 450 pounds, somewhere in there, maybe more. It's a heavy one. There she is. Now, I'm not gonna throw this up in the lathe and check the concentricity of everything, but based on what I saw inside, this thing's gotta be a pretty solid chuck as far as precision goes. I didn't buy it for precision, I bought it for one job just to hold one specific part. It will get used on other stuff, but that is a rough job, so it doesn't need the precision, it just needs the holding capacity that this chuck gives me. But I can almost guarantee you that just cleaning this thing out is gonna improve it vastly, and your chucks at home, clean them out. For me, that is a annual, if not more, occurrence. It's kind of one part of my normal maintenance plan. Once a year minimum, if I'm doing a lot of boring, some chucks, this seam right here isn't tight on a lot of them, and they will get crap inside there. You'll get crap going in behind your jaws, and that'll plug up your scroll as well. So, you know, getting in the habit of tearing them down, knowing how they tear down, how to put them back together is really critical to keeping these chucks running good and true. And a three jaw is, nowadays, is everything as good as a four jaw. Again, four jaws have their place. They are very handy. I've got several of them. In fact, I've got, I think, two or three for each lathe. So I do use my four jaws quite a bit, but three jaw really can hold true and is quite versatile in the shop. So I hope you enjoyed the video and learned a lot. I'm gonna go put this guy in storage until I need it for the next time. There is a video of me using it when I first got it. It's boring big sprockets, so check that out. And check out my store at toppermachine.com. We got some cool products in there and more stuff coming all the time. Vice jaws will be coming here in a few weeks or a month when I get them all done. So stay tuned and we'll catch you on the next one.